While they're passing out those papers, if you'd like to turn in your Bible to Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25. Amen. We want to look at these verses tonight. We tie this in. And as we're looking at our fundamentals, what we need to know in these last days which we live. And the reason we've been doing these series on Wednesday night is so that we can know what we know. Amen. We said that the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, he said, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the hope that's in you with meekness and fear." So we need to be able to give them an answer when they ask us what we believe and why we believe it. Amen. So that's why we're looking at these, so that we can get a solid foundation. I think what's wrong with America today and with our Christianity and religion today, and that's one of the things that's sending more people to hell than anything, is religion. Amen. But what's wrong with us today is we're not focused on the fundamentals, on the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, we have nothing. But He is that foundation. Remember the little drawing I gave you last week of the triangle with the foundation of Christ Jesus and justification at the bottom, sanctification on the side, and regeneration on the other side, pointing to heaven, amen, to God's throne. And then we have Christ, he's a foundation. He's in the triangle, and He's also in heaven making intercession for us. So we can't do nothing without Him. Amen. Without him, we can do nothing. He told us that. Amen. So we can do all things through Him, though. Amen. Leviticus 25, verse 47, the Bible says, And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh of kin unto him of his family may redeem him. Or if he be able, he may redeem himself. Amen. So what we see tonight in the Word of God here is that he's talking about redemption. And what it takes to be redeemed. Now, we know tonight that we can't redeem ourselves from sin. We do not have the capabilities. Amen. We had to have a Savior. Amen. We had to have the blood of bulls. The Bible tells Hebrews the blood of bulls and of calf and oxen. Amen. They could not take away our sin. They just kind of pushed it back a little ways for a little while. But because through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can have forgiveness of sin. Ain't you glad for that? So we have tonight redemption. So what is redemption? Number one, the redemption, the word redeem in both the Old and New Testament means to buy back. Amen. To redeem something means to buy back. Something maybe you had, but you've lost or you sold it, it's gone. To buy back by paying a price. To loose from bondage by paying a price. Amen. What we need today, a whole lot of our folks around here, they need to be loose from the bondage of sin. Amen. We're trying to figure out, and news media's blow my mind, they're trying to figure out how to fix all this the murder and killing and hate and violence that's in this country. It's in the world. Amen. And the only way to do that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation will fix it all. Amen. Amen. Salvation. You take away the guns, it ain't going to do it. Because in Britain, they're using, in other places, they're using knives. Amen? But they actually ban knives over there. If you buy knives, a set of knives at the store, you have to have a permit with you to take it and carry it to the house. And if you want to take your knife on a picnic to cut your apples and your cantaloupe up, you've got to get permission before you can take your knife in the picnic basket to the park. Amen? But yet murder and violence is still at a high order. Amen. It's not that making more laws and regulations, but it's people being born again, saved by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, by being redeemed, by being bought out of the bondage of sin, that'll give us what we need in America. But I want to say we messed up a while back and we kicked God out of the schools. And then we wonder why our kids is all messed up. Well, they don't have no hope. I remember as a third grader at the old French Broad School, I remember a fella come every Wednesday morning before lunch. And he would get up there and we'd sing a song, we'd say the Pledge of Allegiance, and he had preached to our little hearts. Amen. Before we went to eat lunch. He did it every Wednesday morning. Amen. But you know what? They banned that. They won't allow that. They kicked God out and they wonder why. They was a thing on Facebook. Said, why are you allowing this to happen in our schools? And amen. Somebody else said, because God ain't allowed in the school. God says, I'm not welcome there. I don't have no control there because you've kicked me out. Amen. But I'm afraid it's gone farther than that. We've just about kicked God out of everything. Amen. We've just about kicked Him everything. We don't want nothing to do with God. We don't want God to be part of it. We don't even want God to be part of our nation anymore. They're trying to take "In God We Trust" out of the pledge. Amen. It's just messed up. And it's only going to get worse. They said to lose from bondage, to lose from bondage by paying a price, to buy in the market and take from the market. Amen. Do you get that? It's to buy in the marketplace. See, I was sold under sin. I was on the auction block and the devil was auctioning me off. Who would take him? Nobody wanted him. The devil said, I'll take him. I've got him. He ain't worth nothing to me. He ain't worth anything to you. Jesus come along and said, praise God, I'll take him. Amen. He bought me off the auction block of sin. Praise God. Put my feet, took me out of the market. Amen. Listen, we're not on it. We're not in the slave market no more. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this. We don't have to mind the devil. We don't have to do what the devil wants no more. Praise God. We can follow the Lord Jesus Christ all the way to the portals of glory. Amen. And He promised He'd be there with us to help us along the way. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. Escape that bondage. The Lord Jesus is a redeemer. And His atoning work is described as a redemption. Amen. Not just redemption, a redemption. That's the only one. And His atoning work. What did we say His atonement? What is atonement? You remember? Anybody? At one-ment with God. That's what that literally means. At one-ment with God. Brought back in the righteous stand before God. Amen. Atonement. Say that the Lord Jesus Christ is a redeemer and His atoning work is described as a redemption. Amen. Now I want to look at some of these tonight in the Bible. Miss Jerry, have you got Matthew 20 and 28? Amen. So he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give life, a ransom for many. His life. Not just any life, but He gave His life a ransom for many. In other words, His life paid the price. His life bought us from the penalty of sin. He that knew no sin, the Bible says, became sin for you and I. Amen. That's what our Savior did for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? I'm glad He loved me enough that He would die for me. Amen. I thought about this today when I was thinking, when Teresa was talking to me about Jeff Hewitt. I thought, man, that's just amazing that he would give his life. He knew what he was getting. He knew what was ahead of him. Yet he charged that fella that he might save the lives because he knew in himself that those other five officers would meet their end. But he sacrificed himself for those others. I want to say Jesus Christ our Lord from the foundation of the world, praise God, had already planned to sacrifice Himself for you and I. Amen. Amen. Thank God He had a plan. And at the appointed time He would come to die for the sins of the world. Amen. See, the Old Testament saints was looking to Jesus. They was looking to the cross. And now we're looking, praise God, from the cross, back to the cross. The other way, from the cross. Expect until He comes. Amen. Till He takes us to be with Him where He is. Lots of folks going out of here. I've got another funeral got to do. It's coming Friday. There are people going out of here left and right. Young people, old people, middle-aged people, some from cancer, some from others. A lot of folks going out of here hooked on drugs. Drugs is taking our young people by. It's an epidemic. And it's just the devil, amen. He's come, He put His hooks into them. But Jesus said, I come to give my life a ransom even for them. Amen. Amen. Well, if we could just get them to look up. Get them to realize that there's a Savior in heaven who loves them and cares about them, who wants to save them and help them, praise God. Take them out of their misery. Amen. Amen. That's what we need tonight. We need some encouragement. That's why we are supposed to be encouragers. Amen. Melissa, you have Revelation 5 and 9? Amen. They sung a new song. One day we'll sing that with them. Amen. One day we'll sing that new song with them. And they said, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. He bought us back. Amen. Redeemed us off the auction block of sin and despair. And bought us back to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, whosoever will. Amen. He paid the price for whosoever would receive him. Bless his holy name. Amen. Go ahead and read 14, Revelation 14, 3 and 4, sis. Amen. Amen. And to the Lamb. Amen. So he said these are singing a new song also before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man can learn that song but the 144,000, those that sealed, amen, to sing and to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God that was coming, praise God. They was looking for the soon coming Savior. That's speaking of the Jews. See, they're looking for him to come the first time. We're looking for him to come the second time. Amen. Amen. Without sin unto redemption, praise God. But they're looking for him to come. And these are virgins, but the virgin men, amen, who had never been compromised, amen. And they had set themselves, sanctified themselves unto the Lord. Amen. Trusting in that precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting in that first, the first fruits unto God. They were the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Bless his holy name. Amen. It's going to be. Won't be long. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Lynn, Galatians 3 and 13. Amen. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. No man could keep the law. Amen. Moses went up on the mountain and he got the law. And God wrote with his finger. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And God wrote them with his finger on those two pillars of stone. And when Moses he hadn't even got back to the bottom of the mountain and looked. And he looked around and they had already broken every law on those commandments. Amen. So you know the story. Moses got mad and throwed the stones. Broke the stones. Broke the commandments that God had given him. Amen. And then, which is actually a type of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because he sacrificed himself. But then when he got the next set of commandments, he had to carve them out himself. Amen. God gave him the first set. He had to make a second set himself. He had to put effort into it. God said, I'm not going to carve them out for you the second time. Amen. But he said that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. Amen. Jesus, who had no sin, hung on the cross of Calvary and died, for he became sin for you and I, and hung on the cross of Calvary, gave his life. Amen. Brother Lynn, go ahead and read 4 and 5. Amen. The fullness of time, that's what I was talking about a while ago. When the fullness of time came, the Lord Jesus Christ, God sent forth his Son, his only begotten Son, made of a woman, made under the law, amen, subject to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, amen, that we could become sons and daughters, praise God, in the eyes of God, become partakers in the family of God, amen, reconciled unto the Father, praise the Lord. Malachi, you got Titus 2 and 14. Amen. Who gave himself. You see this? The Bible keeps emphasizing what had to take place. He gave himself, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, all of our sinfulness. Amen. I'm glad he don't keep some of our little old sins to use against us, don't you? Amen. But he forgives us of all of our sins. When we ask him with a broken, contrite heart, say, Lord God, forgive me. Amen? And he says, I forgive you. And he puts those sins away. Never to be remembered. Not that he couldn't, but he chooses not to. Because he loves us. He forgives us. Kind of like we do our children. You know, they mess up and do stupid stuff. Amen? But you kind of get them back on the right track and you forgive them of that. You give them another chance. Amen? You try to tell them what's right. Hope they don't go there again. Amen? What's wrong with America today? Let me just tell you, our kids are messing up and we're stepping up and we're ridiculing the teachers and everybody else instead of just taking responsibility. Teaching our children to be responsible for themselves. Amen. That's what's wrong in America today. We don't have, nobody has any responsibility. Amen. I want to say, listen, young and old life, you're responsible for yourself, for your actions, for your reactions. Amen. We'll have to give an account. And God keeps really good records. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll have to stand and give an account. Amen. Praise God. 1 Peter 1 and 18, Miss Sarah. Amen. Amen. So he said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. In other words, you couldn't buy your way out. You can't purchase salvation. Amen. You can't purchase a God-likeness. Amen. You can't purchase righteousness. Amen. There's no cost. There's no amount of money that you have. The richest man in the world cannot buy righteousness. The richest man in the world cannot buy his salvation. We get it through the Lord Jesus Christ when the Word of God convicts our heart and we accept, we realize that we're sinners in need of Savior. Amen. We need to be saved. Who do we need to be saved from? Ourselves. Amen. The Bible says in Timothy, he said, we're trapped by the snare of the devil. Amen. We've done put our foot in the trap and we know better. A lot of times we know better, but we do it anyway and the devil gets a hold of us and he won't let us go. But we can get free, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to, we redeemed, not redeemed, but with corruptible things, the silver and gold, from your vain conversation. In other words, the way that we've lived, our manner of our life, is received by tradition from your fathers, been passed down, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen? So we see redemption, praise God. It's that paying a price, being bought from bondage, being taken out of the slave market. I want to say, if people are still living in sin, we claim salvation and we're still following sinful ways, amen, you've not been taken out of the slave market. Amen. I believe when God saves you, He starts taking you out. We're supposed to be sanctified. We're supposed to be a separate people, separated unto the Lord. Amen. So we take ourselves and we separate ourselves from the things that we know is wrong. Now, I had a fellow tell me one time, he said, preacher, I go down there to the bar, and I said, what do you do down at the bar? He said, I go down there to be a witness. I said, you're not going to be a witness down at the bar sitting drinking beer with your buddies. Amen? They're going to look at you and say, well, you're just as sorry no account as we are. Amen? We're a witness by being different. I've told you young people, praise God, you don't have to get rings all in your ears and your nose and your mouth and your cheeks and your gums. Amen. Look like you fell into a tackle box. Amen. You don't have to get tattoos all over your body. Look like artwork. If you want attention, praise God, just live for Jesus. Amen. You start living for Jesus with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Praise God. And people start looking at you. You'll be peculiar. You'll get all the attention you can stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you might win. You might be able to lead a few folks to Christ along the way. But you know, that goes for us too, Brother X. Amen. We got to be steadfast and true to our Lord too, just as sure and steadfast as He is to us. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We've got to be different if we want to make a difference in this world. I've said many, many times, we can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Amen. When we get saved, praise God, we let God begin to help us and guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. What does that mean? It means so that we can bring glory to God. Amen. They just about preaching weather in here now. Amen. Praise God. He's a holy God tonight that loves us, and He promised, praise God, if we'd trust Him, He would help. Hey, praise God. You know what He did? He had 66 books. He wrote us a love letter. Gave us a love letter. Praise. You said, well, they some hard sayings. But praise God, they some hard living to do. But He said, if we'll trust His Word, praise God, trust and obey. Amen? Trust and obey God. Praise God. He said He'd bring us through. We'll come out of shouting.
Amen.
Amen. We might as well just go ahead and throw up the flag. Amen. Just go ahead and claim victory. Praise God and march on for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Worthy is the Lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
For old sinner like us. Bless His name. What a Savior we serve. Amen. I'm glad I know Him tonight, ain't you? Amen. He's not some fantasy thing somebody set somewhere, praise God, I have to pay a dollar to see. Amen. Glory be God. In the dark of the night when nobody else is around, I can talk to my Savior and I know He hears me.
Amen.
Amen. I pray and ask God to forgive me of my sins. Cover my, praise God, He takes them away, gets rid of them, gives me a clean line, a line of communication, but that's where I can talk to Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Fellow told me, I told you a while back, fellow told me one time, he said, preacher, I don't think I need to repent no more. Amen. I was getting ready to preach. And he sat down beside, told me that, and he just sat there. He's waiting on me to respond. Amen. I was just looking, getting ready to preach. I didn't say nothing. Finally, he leaned over and said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, when God saved me, praise God, before He saved me, I didn't know I needed to repent. And I said, I sure ain't going to repent no more now than I did when I was lost. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, when I've realized I've messed up and I broke the heart of God, I'm going to say, forgive me, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amen. I messed up. Amen. A godly sorrow. Now we'll come with our teddy, with our little old blow gun blowing bubbles and come down here and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner, and go back just the way we come. I want to say, praise God, if you've got a truly broken, contrite spirit, you'll come before God, you'll come broken, you'll come with tears, and you say, oh God, I realize I'm a no dirty sinner deserving of hell, and I need You to save me. Amen. Know what He does? Praise God, He pulls you up out of there, cleans you up, glory be to God, put your feet upon a solid foundation. And praise God, when you get on that solid foundation, it's something that you can build upon. Praise God, that'll be positive.
Amen.
Amen. Reason they ain't no positive thinking in this world, praise God, because we ain't got no positivity. Amen. Got to have some positivity in your life, praise God. Amen. I can take that old car of mine, I can throw that battery in there and I can hook up that negative. Amen. That battery can be fully charged, I can hook up that negative and I can sit there and turn that switch all day long and there ain't nothing going to happen. Amen. But praise God, when I take that positive, and I slap that thing on there and I snug her up good and tight, praise God, I hit that switch, as long as the starter's good, that thing going to fire. Amen. What we need tonight, praise God, is some positivity in our life.
Amen.
Anyway, we want to be able to look and say, look in the mirror and say, Father, I positively know that You're no sinner, but You're saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What happens a lot of times in our churches, we get heated and high-minded, and we think we're above all that. Amen. You know, what we do is we make ourselves a prime target for the devil. Amen. I get up every day and I say, Lord, I ain't no match for the devil. Amen. I told you, I get up every morning. I don't say bad things. I don't do bad things. I don't think bad things. But praise God, in just a minute, I'm going to throw my feet out of bed and stand up in the floor. And I need all the help I can get. Amen. And that help is going to come through the Lord, praise God, because I don't have it in me to help myself. Amen. Except for that one that is in me.
Amen.
Amen. Colossians 1:27, he says, Christ in us. That's that hope of glory. That's positivity, praise God. That's that positive stuff coming out. Amen. It gets in you, it has to come out. You'll get to shouting, praise God, in a little while. Amen. Be like it was Sunday before last. Amen. You'll get to can't help it, praise God. You'll want to love somebody. You'll want to love somebody, tell somebody, hug somebody. You'll want to cry a tear, praise God. You'll want to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm glad I'm serving a risen Savior.
Amen.
I'm glad He lives today and He lives in me. Bless His holy name. Amen. Glory to God. We ain't ever going to get through this. That's all right. Bless His name. Ain't you glad God saved you? Amen. Ain't you glad He redeemed you? He bought you? Amen. You wasn't deserving of redemption. You was just like me. Pray God, you never deserved it. I was a little old teenager, a little old 7-year-old boy. My granddaddy hung me out over hell at the old Oak Grove Church when he was preaching behind the pulpit on hell one morning. But pray God, I want to say that was the best thing that could ever happen to me.
Amen.
He painted a picture of hell so real. And I've told you before, I believe this little old boy, my feet, I was always a little fella. My feet sitting there beside granny. Let me just say this while I'm here. When we was little old youngins, praise God, we didn't get up and run around all over the church. Amen. You didn't do it. Granny would snatch you down and she'd say, you sat down. Amen. You got to squirm and wiggling. She'd say, sit still. Listen to your papa. Amen. You say, well, she's being mean. No, she was trying to help me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I sat there as that little old boy praying God, and he was preaching on hell and fire and brimstone, and I could feel the heat coming up on my little old feet. I mean, it was hot. And I knew if I looked off in there, praise God, I'd see right off in the pit of hell. And I was scared too. But praise God, when I was 47 years later, at a revival meeting I went to because a little buddy invited me. Praise God, let me just say something. If you've got friends, buddies at school, praise God, you can invite them to church, you can invite them to revival, and they'll come with you. Number one, they can get away from mom and daddy for a little while. And number two, they like to be with their buddies. Amen. We got a revival coming up week after next. Amen. Starting on the 15th, that Sunday, praise God. Brother Logan's going to be here to preach Sunday morning, Sunday night. And Brother Gary Fender's going to be here Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Brother Benson Galley's going to be here Tuesday and Thursday night. Praise God, got some good singing lined up. Praise God, I want to say the Holy Ghost of God, He's going to march through this place. He's going to touch our heart. He's going to feed our soul. He's going to draw us unto Himself. And He's going to love on us, praise God, like we've never been loved before.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm expecting.
Amen.
I ain't prayed for a year and a half for nothing. Amen. Amen. When I made the phone call, praise God, I cried. I made those phone calls expect. Gary told me, preacher, said, you know, said, my voice has been shot. I ain't been able to preach as good as I should at my church. I said, praise God, God's going to fix that.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to make you able. I said, because I've been praying for a year and a half and He put you on my heart to come and preach our meeting. I told you, I said, I'll tell you what I do. I said, you come preach Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. God just spoke my heart just that quick. I said, you come preach Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I said, I'll get Benson Galloway to come preach Tuesday and Thursday. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. You won't get no better than that. Amen. Men of God that love the Lord, praise God, and love each other. Amen. Looking for a glorious appearing of a Savior. Amen. Bless His holy name. Got good singers coming. Brother Jody Grindstaff, his family's going to be here Monday night. The Raines family's going to be here Tuesday night to sing. If they don't bell on me again, if they do, I'll hunt them down like dogs. Amen. Wednesday night, our church is going to sing. We got some of the best singers in the country right here in this church. Thursday night, praise God. Amen. Miles is going to sing. Lift up the name of Jesus. Him and Trinity, amen. Boy, God, ain't you glad the young people ready to do something for Jesus? I'm glad, praise God, you can say, anybody got a song in your heart? Amen. Well, you ought to be. You say, preacher, I can't sing. Praise God, just give her a try. Amen. Sing, just rear her back and let her fly. Amen. Praise God. Thursday night's going to have the Harmony Go Trio here. Amen. Praise God, love them folks. Brother Ronnie and Miss Peggy and his and Ronnie's little wife. And then Friday night, we're going to have Old Friends Quartet. Amen. Going to have the Old Friends Quartet here. Brother Orville Cutshaw, his group. Going to be here Friday night. I'm excited. Why? Because I have a Redeemer. And He liveth. We celebrated His life, praise God, last Sunday when He got up, lived victorious over death and the grave, praise God. We don't have to worry about that no more. I used to worry about dying, but when I got saved, praise God, since I've been a child of God, I don't worry about dying.
Amen.
I have a hard time with living. Amen. I have a hard time living the way I think God would want me to. But praise God, He promised He'd help me along the way. Amen. He'd give me what I need day by day, praise God. He said, I owns everything. He said, I have all power in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
Amen. You need some resources now, praise God. Just get hooked up with the throne of grace and He'll give you all you need. He said He'll give you that you need, praise God. A press down, push down, mash down, run it over, praise God. We'll just seek His face. He'll give it to you, amen. And He gives it to you because He wants to. Reason we ain't blessed because we don't want it. Hey, listen, if you don't want yours, just pray it on me. Amen. Say, Lord, please give my blessings to Pastor Jeff. And I say, amen. Praise God, I'll get them and share them with somebody. Amen. We'll pass them out. Like somebody that's got going with a hole in her sack. Praise God, we'll just pour them out on purpose. Amen. Why? Because we've been redeemed by the blood. Precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Number two. Amen. I may just read through this and preach a while. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I feel good in my soul. Don't you? Ain't you glad to be here on a Wednesday night? I'd rather be here than anywhere I know. Amen. I'd rather be in God's house with God's people. Amen. One day we're going to be together forever. And glory be to God, it's going to get good then.
Amen.
Amen. We looking for the touch of God on our lives. Amen. We're looking for that touch from the throne of grace. And if we ain't, we ought to be expecting it. Waiting on it. Anticipating. Amen. Better than that Heinz ketchup commercial. You know, that anticipation. It's making you wait. But glory be God. Hey, listen, when you finally get it, boy, it's worth it. Amen. Glory be. Gives you that savory taste of goodness that comes from the throne of grace and He pours out on us on purpose just because He can, because He loves you and I in such a big way. Amen. And He's always willing to reach down where you're at and lift you up just a little bit higher. Praise God. And you can just get a little peek of glory.
Amen.
I still believe, Brother Rex, praise God, if we'd scotch each other, get the lifting a little bit, praise God, we could pick each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I feel like I preached that one time. I'd like to see folks get under each other, lift us up where we can peek into glory.
Yeah.
Amen. You get to encouraging each other enough, praise God. You'll get to see it over on the other side, praise God, and you'll forget what's behind.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus asked Peter, said, will you go away also? Peter done it. He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. What have I got to go back to?
Right.
And he said, you've got a blessed promise. He said, there ain't nothing back there but a mess,
yeah,
but drudgery. But sorrow, but heartache. Praise God. He said, you have the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I'm going to follow you and live forever. And these people, these people in this world don't believe you can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
They believe one day everybody's just going to die and go to the dust. And, boy, that'd be a miserable life, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's a life with no... That's why the world's in shape it's in. We've got a whole world around us that don't have any hope whatsoever. Amen. But I've got hope of life, praise God. And one day you may take my body, roll up here in front of this pulpit, and you say, there lies Pastor Jeff, praise God. He's dead, praise God. Don't you believe that? I'm more alive than I've ever been.
Amen.
I'm going to be in the presence of my Redeemer, praise God. Amen.
Yes,
Lord God, that old body's going to go back and rest in the dust. Amen. But my soul's that, praise God, God give me, is going to be in the presence of the Lord. Be absent from the body and be present with God. Amen. The soul never dies. Amen. It lives forever. God created, I told you Sunday morning, praise God. God created us out of the dust of the earth. And He breathed into Adam's nostrils. Amen. God breathed and he became a living soul. And Adam's handed that down from generation to generation. God never did say that man's soul dies now. Amen. He said he became a living soul, and that is passed down from generation to generation to generation. And praise God, we can just shout praise God because we're alive forevermore.
Amen.
Don't let you know if I tell you that you're going to die, praise God. If you're a child of God, you're going to live, praise God, forever. Amen. You're going to live with Him. Now, there is a life that ain't that much fun. Amen. Those that's not redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to spend eternity in torment. That soul where the worm dieth not, and they're not, and the fire's not quenched. Going to burn and burn, amen, but never be burned up, never be consumed. God help. But you know what the worst part about that? The worst part about that is be eternity isolated from God. Amen. Eternity without God and godliness, without any essence of hope. But I'm glad that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. He's there to help me. There to take me. Call me to Himself one day in a little while. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad you serve the same one? Amen. Say amen. Praise God. We all serve the same one. We've all got the same hope. My hope ain't no bigger than yours. Amen. My Savior ain't no better than yours. Amen. We've been saved by the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Bless His holy name. Number two, we see this aspect illustrated in our text of redemption in the Old Testament in the law of the kinsman redeemer. Now this is what we read in Leviticus. According to this law, a man who had sold himself into servitude because of debt, D-E-B-T, because of debt, could regain his land and freedom at any time on condition that he was redeemed by a man possessing the following qualifications. First, he must be kin to the man. Second, he must be willing to redeem or buy back. Amen. He must be willing to redeem or buy back. Number three, the third one, he must have the price to pay. Amen. My Savior, praise God, was that man. The Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled all three qualifications. He became kin to us by taking upon Himself our nature. He was willing to give up all to redeem us. Amen. Teresa, you have 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. He said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, grace from God." Amen. That though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Amen. So we are rich in Christ Jesus. You know, preacher, I ain't got much. Praise God, if you've got the Son, you get it all.
Amen.
It's not, God's not, He's promised He wouldn't withhold anything from us. Amen. But praise God, He would give us that. Everything. Amen. He was willing to give up all to redeem us. And being divine, He was able to pay the price. His own precious blood. Amen. He paid the price. His price was blood. You know, a lot of people today are paying the price of blood. Our freedom as Americans isn't free. Hello? Do you hear what I said? Our freedom as Americans is not free. There's a cost that's paid every day. We have honorable men and women, praise God, that's going into the Army and the Navy and the Air Force, Marines, going into police academies, amen, to be our protectors. Amen. Some of them paying the ultimate price of laying down their life for you and I. Amen. Boy, if we could get the thinking of it like that. They said this one matters and that one. I want to say every life matters.
Amen.
We all need to be children of God. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Number three, Christ being the Son of God was able to offer a sacrifice. S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E. A sacrifice of great and eternal value. Amen. Having taken upon Himself Human nature. Rex, you got Philippians 2 and 8. Amen. Being found in fashion, or in a manner of, as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Amen. He became flesh and blood just like me and you. Walked on this earth, lived just like me and you. Amen. Yet He did it without sin. You know how He did that? He kept His eye on the Father. Amen. You and I can live sinless too, praise God. A whole lot more sinless if we keep our eye on the Father. We listen to His commandments. Jesus said, if you'll love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, you'll do what I say. He said, you'll love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. You know, it would fix a lot of situations around if we could love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. It would fix marriages that's busted up because your neighbor, your wife is the closest neighbor you got. Your husband is the closest neighbor you've got. Amen. So if we love them like we love ourselves, ain't no man ever hated himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was able to identify himself with mankind, and so suffer their penalty. The penalty that we would have had to suffer. He suffered for us. He took our penalty. He took our beating. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin. He died in our stead. S-T-E-A-D. Our stead. He took upon Himself the penalty that was ours, yours, and mine. Amen. What I'm trying to say right there is this thing's personal, folks. Amen. We have a personal salvation. I've had people right here in this valley. I go visit on Saturdays, and I've had people right here in this valley and tell me, look me right in the eye and say, well, my mama was a good, godly woman. Look me right in the eye and say, well, my daddy was he was a deacon at that church. Praise God. I'm glad they were. But mama ain't going to get them in. Daddy ain't going to get them in. Mama can't save them. Daddy can't save them. Amen. It's a personal responsibility. Amen. They say, somebody told me the other day, they said, well, preacher said, you know, they just don't know no better because they've never been to church. I won't say there's enough gospel in around this world, praise God, that the Bible says, Romans chapter 1, they'll stand without excuse. Amen. These places getting in the soul of man, it desires something, praise God, and they're searching other things besides God. Looking in all the wrong places. Amen. That's what's the matter with us. Amen. That we might escape it, that means to come out from under. Amen. Redemption, that's when you get redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, praise God, out of your sinfulness, it's like a load's lifted off of you. Amen. Amen. You still remember, I know some of us getting up in the years now, you still remember when you got saved?
Amen.
Amen. That day, that night, that evening, that place, you got saved, praise God, felt like the whole world was lifted off of you. What happened to that? Huh? We get complacent in our Christianity if we ain't careful, and we forget where God brought us from. Amen. The road that we was on, praise God, God delivered us from. He put our feet on a solid foundation, praise God. It's time to stand on the rock.
Amen.
Amen. Make a difference. Bless His name. In the words of Paul, He hath made Him to be sin for us. Susan, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Amen. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's Christ in us that makes the difference. Amen. If you've been saved for any amount of time and there's no change in your life, I check up, make sure I got the goods. Make sure I got the real thing. Amen. Because God won't let you do things that's contrary to His Word. He'll chasten you. He said if we're without chastening, we're bastards and not sons. We just think we belong, but we don't. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get in. He said in the words of Peter, He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. Trina, 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. He His own self bare our sins in His own body. He became sin for us. When He hung on the cross of Calvary, those 3 hours of darkness is when He became sin. Amen. Darkness, it was a dark time when Jesus had to become sin for the whole world. Amen. That we being dead to sins. Amen. It means we don't live in sins no more. We're dead to sin. Should live unto righteousness. Now what is our righteousness? Bible says our righteousness is filthy rags. But our righteousness is not our righteousness. It's Christ's righteousness. Amen. It's His righteousness that we're trusting in because He is Lord Supreme. He shed His blood, praise God, to cover our sins. Amen. Amen. He said, I know the feeling of your infirmities, that weakness and lack of strength that you have. But He said, you put your faith and trust in me. Believe on me, trust in me, rely on me, adhere to me, listen to me, and I'll help you. He said, I'll glory to God. He said, I'll get you home safe. Amen. But boy, first thing, but it amazes me. I'm trying to hurry. It amazes me that the first thing when somebody gets in trouble, gets a hardship or something, first thing they do, they'll turn their back on God and go chasing the world. Be trying to find a cure, trying to find a solution all over the place. Amen. And when they ought to just hit their knees and say, Lord, it's me again. God, you know this situation. You know where I'm at. And Lord, I need you to touch like you've never touched before. And I'm just going to stay here a little while, wait on you, Lord. Amen. Have you ever had to do that? Praise God, I have. So Lord, I'm just going to wait right here. Amen. I'm yours. I'm one of your little children, praise God, and I need some help.
Amen.
Amen. You know what happens when you camp out there? You say, Lord, I'm just going, what you're doing, you're showing God that you got faith, you're waiting on Him. Amen. Amen. He said, if you ask anything believing, amen, we got to believe that God will hear us and He'll answer our prayers. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's the tiniest seed. He said, you say to a mountain, say, be you removed and cast into the depths of the sea, and praise God, it's gone. Amen. But do we even have a little bit of faith? Amen. To where we can pray for ourselves, we can pray for our children, our loved ones, our lost family and friends. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. Number four, the very fact of redemption reminds us that salvation is costly. I said a while ago, there's nothing free. Salvation cost heaven its best. Amen. You hear what I said? Salvation cost heaven its best. Redemption cost heaven its best. The Lord Jesus Christ, He freely gave Himself. Therefore, we should never take it lightly. Amen. We ought to always be thankful for what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Always be thankful every day what Jesus does for us. That is why Paul would warn Corinthian believers not to become careless in their manner of living. Amen. He warned them, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Amen. You're not your own. Amen. You don't belong to yourself. You can't do nothing by yourself. If we could ever get that in our heads, I preach it enough, you ought to be starting to believe it. We can do nothing by ourselves. We need to trust the Lord to help us in everything we do. Every act, every situation, answer. We ought to pray, God, help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't take it lightly. You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Amen. But by the way, the body and spirit, who's that belong to? Amen. Which are God's. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We won't read that. That's what it says. Amen. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. He said, therefore, because of that, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Number five. In closing, a reminder that Jesus once said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I mean, what are you willing to receive and take to yourself for a few worldly pleasures in order to give away your soul? Be lost for all eternity. Nothing's worth that. What he meant is that the soul, or the real life, the very essence of our being, could be lost or ruined, and that when it was lost, there could be no compensation for it. of course, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. In simple words, we have no means within ourselves to buy it back. If we allow ourselves just to go off into ruin, we have no way to buy it back. You say, well, preacher, you're talking about losing your salvation? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person that's lost and chooses to stay lost and just goes deeper and deeper and deeper in sin. Amen. There's no amount of money. There's no way to buy your way out. Amen. That's why sin continues to take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Yeah. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll bring you out of your sin and He'll deliver you, amen, safe. He said, but the Son of Man came into the world to give His life a ransom. A ransom or redemption to redeem. They gave His life a ransom for many. Amen. We read that in the beginning. Miss G read it. Matthew 20 and 28. He gave His life a ransom. Amen. Amen. For many. He gave Himself for sin, for sinners, for you and I. Amen. That we, through Him, might be made free. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we appreciate the Lord. I thank God for the redeeming power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, amen, than other than the Lord Jesus Christ.